R. Kelly due for release after posting $100,000 bail. By Breitbart News on February 25, 2019. Chicago, AP, the latest on the sexual abuse case against R&B singer R. Kelly, All Times Local. 4:20 p.m. Authorities say R. Kelly has posted bail and will be released from a Chicago jail within the hour. Cook County Sheriff's Office spokeswoman Sophia Ansari said Monday that Kelly posted his $100,000 bail after spending the weekend in jail. The R&B singer's bail amount was 10% of the $1 million bond set by a judge Saturday. During a hearing earlier Monday, Kelly's lawyer pleaded not guilty on his behalf to all 10 counts of aggravated sexual abuse that he faces. Prosecutors allege that he sexually abused four women, including three who were minors at the time. Kelly denies wrongdoing. Underscore. 2:30 p.m. A woman who says R. Kelly sexually abused her beginning when she was 17 years old blasted statements by the R&B singer's attorney that Kelly's accusers are lying. Lizette Martinez, who was featured in the documentary Surviving R. Kelly, said at a news conference Monday in Los Angeles that Kelly is a predator who must be held accountable for the lives he's ruined. Martinez said it is irresponsible for Kelly's lawyer, Steve Greenberg, to call Kelly's accusers liars. She said the only person lying is Kelly and that he has done so for more than 20 years. During a hearing earlier Monday in Chicago, Greenberg pleaded not guilty on Kelly's behalf to 10 counts of aggravated sexual abuse involving four women, including three who prosecutors allege were underage when the abuse occurred. Kelly, who was acquitted of child pornography charges in 2008, has denied wrongdoing. Underscore. 1:50 a.m. Attorney Gloria Allred is pushing back against R. Kelly's lawyer's assertion that the women who have accused the R&B singer of sexually abusing them are lying. Allred said at a news conference Monday in Los Angeles that she represents more than six women who say they were abused by Kelly. One of them, Lizette Martinez, said at the news conference that she met Kelly at a shopping mall when she was 17 years old and that he abused her from 1995 until 1999. Allred also said Kelly's accusers have been subjected to abuse by the singer's fans. During a hearing earlier Monday in Chicago, Kelly's lawyer pleaded not guilty on his behalf to 10 counts of aggravated sexual abuse involving four women, including three who prosecutors allege were underage when the abuse occurred. Kelly, who was acquitted of child pornography charges in 2008, has denied wrongdoing. Underscore. 12:20 p.m. R. Kelly's lawyer says he expects the R&B singer to post bail Monday evening. Greenberg reiterated at the news conference that his position is that Kelly has done nothing wrong and said no one has shown him any evidence to the contrary. During a hearing earlier Monday, Greenberg pleaded not guilty on Kelly's behalf to 10 counts of aggravated sexual abuse involving four females, including three who prosecutors allege were underage when the abuse occurred. Kelly, who was acquitted of child pornography charges in 2008, has denied wrongdoing and his attorney says he is confident the singer will be vindicated. Underscore. 11:10 a.m. Attorney Michael Avenatti says his legal team has turned over to prosecutors a second video that he alleges shows R&B singer R. Kelly sexually abusing a minor. Avenatti, who represents two Kelly victims, previously gave prosecutors video evidence of what he says shows the singer having sex with an underage girl. He told reporters Monday that the second video also involves a 14-year-old girl, is about 55 minutes long and is from 1999 or 2000. He did not say if it was the same 14-year-old girl who he alleged was in the first video he turned over to the authorities. The attorney says he has learned of a third tape but did not provide details about it. Kelly's lawyer pleaded not guilty on his behalf Monday to 10 counts of aggravated sexual abuse involving four females, including three who were underage when prosecutors alleged that the abuse occurred. Kelly, who was acquitted of child pornography charges in 2008, has denied wrongdoing and his attorney says he is confident the singer will be vindicated. This item has been corrected to reflect that Avenatti did not say whether the two videos he turned over to the authorities depict the same girl. Underscore. 9:55 a.m. R&B star R. Kelly's attorney has entered a not guilty plea on his client's behalf to multiple charges of criminal sexual abuse. Kelly appeared in a Chicago courtroom Monday for his arraignment with defense attorney Steve Greenberg. Kelly's next court date has been scheduled for March 22. Kelly is charged with 10 counts of aggravated sexual abuse involving four females, including three who were underage when prosecutors alleged that the abuse occurred. Kelly, who was acquitted of child pornography charges in 2008, has denied wrongdoing, and his attorney says he's confident the singer will be vindicated. Underscore. 9:10 a.m. R. Kelly has arrived in a Chicago court for another hearing in the sexual abuse case against him. The Grammy-winning R&B singer spent the weekend in jail and showed up for Monday's hearing in an orange jail jumpsuit. His lawyer, Steve Greenberg, says Kelly's confidants are making arrangements to pay his $100,000 bail, but that coordinating the payment is complicated. He says Kelly could be released Monday or Tuesday. Kelly is charged with 10 counts of aggravated sexual abuse involving four females, including three who were underage when prosecutors alleged that the abuse occurred. Kelly, who was acquitted of child pornography charges in 2008, has denied wrongdoing, and his attorney says he's confident the singer will be vindicated. Underscore. 8:30 a.m. Attorney Michael Avenatti says his legal team has obtained a second video that he alleges shows R&B singer R. Kelly sexually assaulting a minor. Kelly has been charged with 10 counts of aggravated sexual abuse involving four victims, three of whom were minors. The 52-year-old singer remains jailed in Chicago on $1 million bond. Avenatti says he represents two Kelly victims and previously gave prosecutors video evidence of the singer having sex with an underage girl. Avenatti tweeted Monday morning that his team now has a second video showing R. Kelly engaged in sexual assault of a minor, and that he plans to give the video to prosecutors Monday. Underscore. 7:20 a.m. R&B star R. Kelly is expected to appear in court after spending the weekend in a Chicago jail following his arrest on sexual abuse charges. Kelly's attorney, Steve Greenberg, says a judge will assign a trial judge to the case during a brief hearing Monday. Kelly is expected to attend. The 52-year-old Kelly was charged in a grand jury indictment unsealed Friday with 10 counts of aggravated sexual abuse involving four victims, three of whom were minors. A judge on Saturday set bond at $1 million, requiring the Grammy Award-winning singer to pay 10%. Among the conditions of release is that Kelly have no contact with females younger than 18. R. Kelly is one of the best-selling music artists of all time. He remains jailed as confidants make arrangements to pay the $100,000 bail needed to free him. Underscore. 12 a.m. R. Kelly's attorney says arrangements are being made to pay the R&B singer's $100,000 bail to free him while he awaits trial for aggravated sexual abuse. Steve Greenberg told the Associated Press on Sunday that Kelly could be out as early as Monday, but he added that others have to act for him and the coordination is complicated because Kelly is behind bars. The 52-year-old Kelly faces 10 sexual abuse counts involving four victims, three of whom were minors. The charges were announced on Friday and Kelly turned himself into police hours later. Greenberg said Kelly denies the allegations. A judge Saturday set bond at $1 million, requiring Kelly to pay 10% of that to go free. Greenberg told the judge that Kelly isn't wealthy despite decades of success creating hit songs.